This is WAMC's Lucas Willard. The village of Hoosick Falls on Monday voted to accept nearly $200,000 in lost sewer and water revenues due to the PFOA contamination of its water supply. I spoke with Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen.
This is one part of our ongoing negotiations with the companies. This focused primarily on lost water and sewer revenue for the last three fiscal years, starting in June of 2015, which is about the time that news was really getting out there. And when we went back and looked at the data, we noticed that there is a pretty steep drop-off in water usage, not just from residential, but from the industrial side of things as well. So we brought this to the attention to the companies through our attorneys and negotiations, and they agreed to reimburse us for this lost water and sewer revenue.
And like the agreement that was reached in February, this does not prevent the village from seeking future reimbursements.
That's correct. Now, back in February, the $330,000 we received there went primarily to engineering expenses and some other costs in the office. What we did do this meeting as well is we signed a one-year tolling agreement, which basically says that the attorneys for both sides, the village and the companies, agree not to sue each other, except this tolling agreement has a 30-day notice to pull out at any time. So in a sense, this is an agreement between the companies and the village to not sue for the next year, but if negotiations fail, if things aren't progressing as we need them to, then we'll simply use our 30-day notice and then head off to litigation if that's necessary.
Does the village have any ongoing litigation with Saint-Gobain or Honeywell?
At this point, no. We're trying to get things resolved as best we can through negotiations, and I think that this was a positive step in the process. So I'm hoping, and I'm hoping to see that the next couple months go well as we continue to hash out some of the needs that we have, some of the expenses that we have still faced and are facing on a daily basis, and of course, making us whole from the whole situation.
What is the status with Fitzgerald Baker Morris? That is the legal firm that the previous administration had hired to represent the village, correct?
Yes.
And there were legal expenses and a bill sent to the village. What is the status on the village either negotiating that bill, paying it back, or getting out from underneath that contract?
At this point, the former the village tried in good faith to negotiate the cost of that, and that did not end up working. So at this point, the former firm has filed a claim and is in the process of suing the village. Our village attorney, who's handling this, Andy Gilchrist, updated the board at the meeting this week and basically said that we filed a dismissal for a large chunk of the bills on some sort of basis involving the date of the invoices. But there's really not much more I can say about that because now it's an ongoing litigation situation.
Also on Monday night, DEC and DOH were there, and there's a couple of updates that they provided. One thing I wanted to ask about was blood testing and DOH coming in and doing another round of blood testing and testing for the PFAS chemicals. Is this something that the village residents wanted?
Absolutely. Not only the village residents, but the village government wanted this as well. It's been about 2 years since we did the first round of blood tests, so round two is beginning immediately. And the ideal situation is that we see that our PFOA blood count is dropped off quite a bit, and that's the hope. So for anyone who wants to participate in this, it's open for Hoosick Falls and Petersburg residents. You don't have to have taken part in the first round to do this. It's still, again, open to residents and people who've been in the area during this time. All you need to do is call the number or visit online, health.ny.gov/Hoosick, and make the request there, and that starts the process. And we are even able to take the blood at a local doctor's office here in the village, as well as Southwestern Vermont Medical Center.
DEC is also studying a potential new water source for the village of Hoosick Falls. Does the village have any preferred water source, such as the Tom Hanek Reservoir?
You know, at this point, there's still a lot of data that has to be gathered. When DEC gave us the update on the alternate water supply study, they talked about groundwater options, which seems to be primarily a well field south of ours, but still fairly close to the village. Surface water options, the Tom Hanek being one of the likely options. There's also a possibility of getting some water through North Adams, through either their reservoir or a brook that's nearby. They also looked into hooking up into other municipal connections. The only one that really seems feasible would be hooking up directly to Troy and a couple other options. In terms of this situation, we really just want to see all of the data and all of the results. Everything, you know, here comes with a plus and a minus, and we have to make sure that the village is set for not just the next couple of decades, but really the next century and beyond. And there hasn't really been a silver bullet to just, you know, plug into this system, because it all comes down to quantity and quality of water. So it's a very complicated situation, and I think right now, you know, the Tamhanic seems like a good option. Possibly coming from North Adams seems like a good option, but we really want to wait and get all the data. And once the data is out there, we really want to hear from our community, as does the state, so that we can make those decisions.